This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. More than 244,000 deaths have been recorded as a result of the COVID-19 virus worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections approaches 3.5 million. In the United States, more than 67,000 people have died, and the number of people infected is less than a third of the worldwide figure. In the U.S., the highest rate of coronavirus cases of any county of the U.S. West Coast is in Washington State's Yakima County. As of Friday, Yakima County had 1,128 positive cases. That is a rate of 455 cases per 100,000 residents. Health experts point to a large number of essential workers, cases of long-term care facilities, and agricultural workforce living and working in close quarters as the causes. Yakima County is 140 miles southeast of Seattle, Washington, which also had a relatively high number of deaths from coronavirus. Hundreds opposed to Oregon's stay-at-home order demonstrated at the state capitol as health officials announced dozens more cases and five additional deaths from COVID-19. Most of the protesters did not wear face masks but waved American flags and Trump campaign signs in the rain. The chairman of a city planning commission in Northern California has been ousted after suggesting on social media that sick, old, and homeless people should be left to meet their natural course in nature during the coronavirus pandemic. Investor Warren Buffett does not know how the economy will recover from the coronavirus outbreak shutdown, but he does remain optimistic in the long-term future of the United States. He said Saturday at Berkshire Hathaway's online annual meeting that there's no way to predict the economic future right now because the possibilities are too varied. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his government will make face masks mandatory for commuters and public transportation starting Monday and will ease some restrictions for businesses. Traffic and public transport usage has plummeted under the state of emergency established in Spain on March 14th. Sanchez said also Monday that Spain will roll back more restrictions, including letting customers go to restaurants and cafes to take away food. Bookstores, hair salons, and other retail outlets can attend clients who have previously arranged a visit and under the rule of one customer per each worker. Sanchez also announced that he will ask the parliament for an extension of the state of emergency that is set to expire on May 9th. A former Senate staffer who has accused Democratic political candidate Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her nearly three decades ago says she did not use the words sexual harassment or assault. In an interview with the Associated Press, Tara Reid says that she was too scared to write about sexual assault. She described the report after the AP discovered additional transcripts and notes from its interviews with Reid last year, in which she says she chickened out after going to the Senate personnel office. The AP interviewed Reid in 2019 after she accused Biden of uncomfortable and inappropriate touching. She did not raise allegations of sexual assault against Biden until this year. No explanation has been given by North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un's sudden reappearance, but video aired by his state-run news agency may hold clues in its own messaging. The sudden reappearance of Kim on North Korea's state-run television would mark the first sign of him after weeks of conflicting reports over his health and whereabouts. But there's a lot more in the footage than just a smiling Kim, relaxed as he apparently tours a new fertilizer factory. At first, no explanation is given as to where Kim has been since he was last seen April 11th. And the news anchor, who's very famous in North Korea, only talks about the ribbon cutting itself. The fertilizer factory is touted as evidence of Kim's progress on keeping his country's economy and food stocks safe and secure in the face of sanctions. A Massachusetts Sheriff's Department says a group of about 10 federal immigration detainees who refused to be tested for the virus that causes COVID-19 caused extensive damage to the center in Dartmouth, where they are being held. In a news release, the Bristol County Sheriff's Department says the inmates involved in a Friday evening incident in a detention center reported multiple symptoms of COVID-19, and they refused to be tested. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.